You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
They've put together a mind-blowing lineup and are shutting down Karangahape Road, so it might seem impossible, but the Others Way Festival just got even spicier. With more acts just announced, the jaw-dropping lineup of Sharon Van Etten and the Attachment Theory,
High Dependency Unit,
Sia Gray,
The Phoenix Foundation performing Pegasus,
Witch,
Anthony Tonin,
Christoph El Shuento,
The Bats, and more.
Now includes Cotton Moccasin,
Florist, 2D Cole of Dead Moon and her band,
Ma, Georgia Knight,
Jim Nothing, Pearly, plus heaps more.
Make sure you've got comfy shoes, because you'll be running up and down and all around Karangahape Road on November 29th, the party of the year. 95BFM presents The Others Way, Saturday, November 29th. Tickets available now from Moshtix.
Music quiz time. Is the whole team here?
Yeah.
Dad rock expert.
Yeah.
Techno master.
Yep.
Hip hop geek.
Yep.
Jazz aficionado. Where's the jazz aficionado? I said meet at 7.
I think their watch is set to a weird time signature.
Yeah, 7-8.
Get your team ready for the Tuning Forks Monday Music Quiz. Fortnightly on Mondays, hosted by Brendan Green, free entry and great prizes to be won. The Tuning Forks Monday Music Quiz, this Monday at the Tuning Fork. Sign up at tuningfork.co.nz.
Excuse me, listeners, we've got an announcement to make. Our very own Gang of Four are headed to Verona for a live broadcast, and you're invited. Friday, October 10th, from 7 to 11pm.
So come have a bevy and listen live to the on-point selections of these 95BFM icons, Renee, Pat, Phil and the Professor.
95BFM Gang of Four at Verona, Friday, October 10th, from 7 to 11pm.
Thanks to Verona and Decibel Wines.
Hello, Jonathan. You look surprised to see me.
Margaret, but I saw your car explode.
I knew your plan, so I decided to clone myself, and now I'm back.
Well, clone or not, your eyes still sparkle.
Shall we have one last drink together?
At our special favourite spot?
The Beer Spot. Bring your lovers and your rivals. With 40 delicious beersies on tap and 6 locations Auckland-wide, The Beer Spot is your tappy place. For opening hours and to find out more, head to thebeerspot.co.nz.
On Wednesday night, you've climbed the mountain of the week and reached the top, but before you roll down the hill, you get a reward. No, it's not the view. This is radio. No, you don't get to meet an all-powerful being. This is an alternative radio station. At the top of the mountain, you get the top 10 songs of the week on 95BFM. Brought to you by the Mountain Guardians, Sam and Jack.
The 95BFM Top 10. The toppest top tracks of the week. 7 to 8pm every Wednesday. Vote online at 95bfm.com/vote.
West Coast. Chopping.
Regan. Regan, wake up.
West Coast.
Honey?
Onshore.
You're having those strange nightmares.
Oh, no, no, it's not.
1 out of 10 on both coasts.
Oh, God. Father Damien, it's happening again.
Looking for tubular swells? It's the 95BFM Surf Report. Is the West Coast gnarly? Is the East Coast bogus? Do people even still use these words? Find out every morning on breakfast and every afternoon on drive. The Totally Radical Surf Report, proudly brought to you by the dudes and dudettes at ProGear.
I forgot to tell you what the name of the song by Axolotl Vivo that I'm going to play next is. It is called Just a Hippogriff.
Thank you.
A musician called Mataroa from Wellington and her version of the Shoop Shoop song. She attends the Avaro Music Therapy Program where that piece was recorded. She has an album out called Mataroa Songs. Next up, I'm going to play some Jean-Marie Marceau. This one will take a little bit of explaining. He lived in isolation in the heart of a forest in a territory in France called the Lot, and he, I will quote the liner notes here, he traversed and redrew in his own way, digging countless underground galleries, unearthing gigantic stones that he shifted, erected, aligned, piled up and engraved, and when he was not moving heaven and earth, he drew and recorded on hundreds of cassettes his laments, his stories, his dreams, his speeches about the end of the world, ecological disaster, or the arrival of extraterrestrials. The French label La Belle Brute was created to publish Jean-Marie Marceau's recordings, and they've to date put out 3 LPs of his work. The latest one, Sodorome Volume 3, features what he called his novels. They are these sort of sound collage stories with sound effects and recorded on multiple cassette decks, and absolutely amazing and impenetrable and confusing. They are quite long, so I'm just going to play a bit of an excerpt of one of them. The one I'm going to play is entitled They Died While Fishing. See what you think.
Alors, Monsieur Massou va vous commenter. On va commenter, on va faire le roman du pêcheur d'Islande, et citer tous ceux qui sont morts, et de celle, sa femme qui l'attend à la croix, qui l'attend à la croix des pêcheurs. À bientôt. Il y avait la musique encore. À bientôt. Alors, mille sabords. C'est parti. Je cite tous ceux qui sont morts sur la croix, marqués sur la croix, parce qu'on ne voit pas très bien, c'est une vieille image. Je cite, mais j'imagine des noms, parce que je connais pas le roman. J'imagine des noms, ça sera pareil, ça fera double. À bientôt. Monsieur Signoret, Mort en pêche. Monsieur Desmas. Alors, mort en pêche. Monsieur Desnos. Mort en pêche. Monsieur Galilée. Mort en pêche. Monsieur Delmont, Monsieur Delmont, mon empêche, mon empêche. Monsieur Douglas, Monsieur Douglas, mon empêche, mon empêche. Monsieur Delmont, Monsieur Delmont, mon empêche, mon empêche. Monsieur Delmont, mon empêche, mon empêche. Et Monsieur Disney, mon empêche, mon empêche. Monsieur Goulac, mon empêche, mon empêche. Monsieur Ramon, mon empêche, mon empêche. Monsieur Galilée, mon empêche. Et enfin, le pêcheur d'Islande, mon empêche, le pêcheur d'Islande, mon empêche. Monsieur Moron, Monsieur Moron, mon empêche. Monsieur Moron, le dernier, sa femme l'attend, pleurant la Madone, implorant la Madone, supplicant de revenir, mais jamais l'en revient. Jamais sera retour. Elle attendit plusieurs jours. Et jamais revient. Et tout à coup, au huitième jour, apparut au loin sur l'océan, une grande lumière, qui tenait toute l'immensité. Et alors là, apparut, tous les pêcheurs, mon empêche. Et le pêcheur d'Islande, Monsieur Moron, apparut aussi. Et dit à sa femme, je viens te faire mes adieux. Je vais au grand paradis merveilleux. Sodoron, au grand Sodoron. Au grand paradis. Je viens te faire mes adieux, au grand paradis. Où toutes les filles, toutes les femmes, ont des grandes armes de Noël, grandes comme des chéquillas. Alors, il y a toutes les filles, les femmes, qui cajolent les millions de petites voitures, où on est sans sexe, où on n'est pas indisposé. On ne fait plus ses besoins, on n'a plus besoin de manger.
Soldier of Magica Magical, they sold into a soul gem. It's a holding place for a magical girl's soul and their powers in battle there. Cupid explains that the body is just a possessed by a soul. Cupid creates a magical girl by removing this soul and place it into a cult of soul gem. This terrible magical girl, their contract and to be some you like, and their soul gems are now within these gems. Their bodies will become infected if the soul gem is outside the range of 100 meters, only return to the gem within their range will only. Darkness experience with soldier when the magical girl uses her mad powers or the spirits. All move using a grease, which greasies can. Is it the soul gem will be corrupted and into another greasy grease seed. The girl will then transform only into a witch. After the love cycle, the witch that forms Rugrow is in the first place, which caused Magical Girls to fade away. So that's the origin soul gem of Mac. Oh, it's just from Monica, but I created my own soul gem. The soul gem was a version of Monica Magical. So I create my own soul gem instead of that. Actually, you should go to Google, say no soul gem magical. I mean, Madoka. Yeah, the different types of shapes, colors, even you like. Oh, and the other one is also a greasy next to the soul gem. Yeah, that's a grease. It's an egg of a witch.
That was some more recordings from the Maputa Studios Takapuna Art Club program. That was Ebony Gainsick talking about soul gems. Excuse me, I'm going to stay with that program and play some more things from that group. Next up is Warwick Frankham. A piece called Sing Quietly, It's All Right. He would sing and draw, and that's what the recording is. And then following that, a recording by Frank Stein, which is the alter ego of Dottie, who was one of the tutors who worked on that program, a song of hers called Lovely Bath Fart.
Thursday, October the 9th.
Don't you
dare miss this one-off Pumpkinhead reunion. Playing one Auckland show only, Thursday, October 9th at the Mothership. Tickets from waxstartouring.com.
For the best in hip, you gotta keep it green.
And food, and twine, books, clothes, vape supplies, and oil, and butter, drug testing, my brother.
For the best in hip, you gotta keep
Experience the Hemp Store at 253 Karangahape Road. For nationwide delivery, visit hempstore.co.nz or call 0800 Hemp Store.
For the best in hemp, you gotta keep it green. The Hemp Store on K Road is what you need.
Go Cooler Music Store in Newmarket is Aotearoa's newest destination for vintage and pre-loved music gear.
With Go Cooler, you can save money on your music setup without skimping on quality. Plus, students get a 10% discount. Go Cooler have a wide range of sick equipment from Squires, Yamahas, Epiphones, LTDs, and more.
Go Cooler Music is open Wednesday till Sunday, 10 till 4. Find Go Cooler Music on Facebook, spelled G-O-K-U-L-A. Go Cooler Music Store, 378 Broadway, Newmarket.
95BFM presents New York City's Helmet, making a hot return to Aotearoa and playing live at the Power Station Sunday, April 12.
A band who has a reputation of a live performance that packs not just a punch, but a kick and a slap. You won't want to miss seeing these inventive, genre-bending heavy hitters.
Helmet at the Power Station, Sunday, April 12. Tickets available now from helmetmusic.com.
Here comes the boss with a musical song, with 1,000 tons of bird song.
That's to me, one and only, Snake!
Pinky Jim.
Pinky Jim.
Pinky
Groove.
Pinky Jim and Snake the Groove.
Pinky Jim.
Pinky Groove.
Crisp biscuits and fresh vegetables every Tuesday from 7 p.m. Replayed 4 a.m. Wednesday and always online at 95bfm.com. Check it.
Stinky from within.
Wallao Radio, 2 hours of music from Southeast Asia and its diaspora, complete with spicy takes, close inspections, interviews, and everything in between.
Wallao Radio, Monday nights, 11 p.m. till 1 a.m. Brought to you by your hosts, Otto and JC, only on 95BFM.
Wallawe!
been listening to a record there called Heart Sounds and Murmurs Part 3 Congenital Heart Disease. I played two tracks, side 2 of the 7-inch. It comes with a booklet. You heard the sounds of normal splitting of the second heart sound heard in pulmonary area during normal respiration. And then you heard the atrial septal defect listening in pulmonary area during normal respiration. Staying on a kind of medical tip, I'm going to play a band next by the delightful name of Urinary Tract Infection from Severe Pus Clots. The songs are entitled, thankfully. It's an album from 2009 called Transuterine Non-Surgical Organ Removal. Then I'm going to play Screaming Jay Hawkins with Constipation Blues from 1969, followed by Van Morrison and a song called Ringworm.
This girl was buried in a nearby cemetery yesterday. Only a few hours ago, her body was stolen.
Today is about the stomach.
Gentlemen, most people record songs about love, heartbreak, loneliness, being broke. Nobody's actually went out and recorded a song about real pain. The band and I have just returned from the General Hospital, where we caught a man in the right position. We named this song Constipation Blues.
Oh.
I can see by the look on your face that you've got ringworm. I'm very sorry, but I have to tell you that you've got ringworm. It's a very common disease. Actually, you're very lucky to have ringworm, because you may have had something else.
That, believe it or not, is Roy Van Morrison from a 1968 recording session where he recorded 31 songs to get out of a record contract that was entitled Ringworm, and before that, Screaming Jay Hawkins with Constipation Blues from 1969. I'm going to play next a song, the title track of Jennifer Reid's album The Ballad of the Gatekeeper. This just came out this year. You might have been lucky enough to see Jennifer perform in New Zealand earlier this year. She performs Yorkshire dialect ballads and street songs, and is coming back to do another tour next year. So highly recommend it. This is the title track, Ballad of the Gatekeeper, and then I'm going to follow that with a song by Packy Byrne. He's an Irish singer and tin whistle player. He developed a technique to play three tin whistles at once using a series of hoses adapted from a shower unit, and it sounds amazing.
jolly gatekeeper was tending his garden, a place where he felt the safest of all. And when folk walked past, he oft begged their pardon when their conversation would make him feel small. I can't get along in these newfangled times. The children speak freely of what they shall be. It's hard to exist in a world that seems foreign, but foreign means not what I want it to be. He was often approached, but he scarce would listen. His place was defined and his comfort secured. Groups of young people would walk past with caution. The atmosphere did not beckon him inward at all. The gatekeeper said he preserves the tradition. Well, strangely enough, we have the same goal. Said a young woman from behind a thicket. Gatekeeper turned around, stirred right to his soul. I'm interested in growing and changing. The gatekeeper looked around, scared and confused. I thought I was helping by keeping things samey. She put out her hand, but the gatekeeper refused. You cannot defy that which defines us. We descend from and sing the songs that went before. You must let me carry the baton from here. It's in safe hands and we wish to know more. The gatekeeper looked down at how he was standing. His legs were wide stanced and his arms folded tight. He gasped at realizing how he was uninviting. His eyes glistened over and then went bright. I'm sorry, me lass, but I wasn't able to see that I was a block in your way. I only ask that you balance the table, collect, write and sing till the end of the day. The girl and those around her did share in these stories, even uncovering some of their own. This tradition is delicate, our actions could have meant destruction of something that brings us home.
Thank you.
Another recording from the Mapuda Studios Takapuna Art Group that is sadly no more. That one featured Ilza Pistorius and Maria Bechet, a series of improvised jokes called Hot Dogs. Okay, let's hear some stuff from Otipoti Dunedin. First up, from 1993, let me just double check that. Yes, 1993, a band called Pikiriwai, and the song E Kukuti. Following that, Mad Jared, a favourite on these shows. A song is called All the Trouble That Happened in the Past, Trying to Change My Ways.
Yo, Mad Jared. Yeah, yeah. Back in the day, all the shit. Yeah, when I got snatched on by Des Haring and all the shit. Des Haring found it hard to snatch on me back in the day, and then he ripped off the gang and blamed it on me. What was not very good, because I revved the chainsaw when they were confronting me about it, and I got really angry. Not very good, and I just don't want to get that angry again, but it wasn't good to be put in jail back in 2020. Was not very good. And then the other shit, yeah, back in the day was lining the bins on fire, but I'm trying to change my ways. Don't want to do that with fire anymore, and I just want to just chill out and just stay out of trouble. Would be so good to do. Stick keeping to myself would be very good. And then just staying away from all this gang activity would be very good. But if anyone stirs me up, I will just get really angry. Yeah, not very good. And I just don't want to get angry again. But all the shit and all the shit with Gareth Morgan as well, yeah. And now I'm going to court for her to get over the head with a skateboard when he called me a fucking cunt. Not very good. And it was not very good because I was reacting to that and I was like really angry about all the shit. Not very good. Now I did a bin on fire last year as well. Not very good. And then just all the shit. And then just more shit like just happened when I was coming down the hill to Pine Hill. These two cunts just lashed out at me and I just smacked them over the head as well. Not very good with the scooter. Also another crime, it was not very good that someone else lashed out at me for no reason when I went to pass them on the scooter. Not very good at that happened. Not very good, and I just want to just stay out of trouble and chill out with my brood Lil Scots once I get off bail. And then all the shit just happened, and then just a prank phone call to Roger Leake, and then I ended up in a lot of trouble. Not very good, yeah.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.